All right, looks like we're going to get started. Hey, everybody. My name is David Haynes, and I'm calling from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. We have a packed-out call tonight, as everybody could hear. A lot of people were announcing their names. Thank you. Thank you for speaking up. Before we get started, I wanted to talk a little bit about why we're here tonight. Each and every Saturday night at Mentoring for Free, we get together to bring you cutting-edge, hard-nosed value. Value that you can use to build your business, build relationships, and better understand the ins and outs of the network marketing industry. Mentoring for Free is a completely generic system. It was built for anyone in any company, so you can use the same strategies, trainings, and insights that the top earners in network marketing already use. But what you'll also learn are the secrets they don't want us to know. We'll teach you exactly why your lack of success is not your fault, and we'll do that by sorting through the clutter to get to the truth. At Mentoring for Free, we teach you how to think, not what to think. If you're new to this call, welcome. We're glad you're here. If you haven't already done so, I highly recommend you get back to the person who invited you and ask them for our free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, so you won't be left behind. And for everyone else, welcome back. We have a great call for you planned tonight, so without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce you to the author of Success in 10 Steps, my good friend and personal mentor from Brooksville, Florida, the founder and creator of Mentoring for Free, Mr. Michael DeLohey.
David, thank you so much for welcoming everybody on the call. We appreciate that, and guys, we are excited and thrilled to be here with you guys tonight. You know, this is absolutely my favorite call of all calls that we do. It's just... You know, when you learn this skill, when you learn to understand personalities, you will get along with people so much better. You'll get along with your friends, your family, your coworkers. You know, you'll be building your networking business on strong foundations by learning the colors, learning the personalities. We're going to teach you how to understand them. We're going to teach you how to become that chameleon. You know, you will hear me many times say, to make more, you have to become more. To make more, you have to become more. Just that simple. Just that simple. And it is my pleasure to introduce you to Mr. Richard Dennis. Richard Dennis lives in Monticello, Florida, and very well known in the network marketing industry. He was the creator of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape. 250 million of those cassette tapes were duplicated and copied and used, sent all the way around the world. About 9 different MLM companies used that tool to sell a mineral toddy. He created millionaires in these companies. It was just an amazing marketing feat. Still has not been matched today. And also did a lot of great things in mail order. And I'd like to go ahead and just turn this call over to Mr. Richard Dennis. Richard.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. I thought we'd have some fun tonight and start by giving you a lobotomy.
Okay.
You know, what I'd like you to do is forget your experience with the colors, and kind of adapt the idea that you've just learned about this. You don't have any experience with it, and let's go through the different personalities. Let's say you're a yellow personality. Just learned about colors. You want to try it to see if you can use it to build relationships. You know, how would you plan this? What steps would you take to just starting out as a yellow personality to build relationships? Then we'll go through the other personalities that way. And how would you do that with each different personality?
Okay. Well, I've just found out about the colors, and I just found out that yellows are the nurturers. You know, they cry first at the sad movies and everything like that. So I just found out. And so I want to use that to build relationships. So I realize, well, wait a minute. All I need to do is look for people that want to build relationships. And, you know, because yellows are the strongest relationship builders on the planet. There's no question about it. They're the best listeners. They're the best listeners. So I just found out I'm a yellow, and I just go up and just ask somebody a question about their family and shut up and let them talk. Let them talk. Let them talk. A good example, my daughter and son-in-law just got back from, they were up in North Florida, ended up down by Daytona Beach. You know, they had the race going there, and they ended up in Cocoa Beach. Cocoa Beach, went out to dinner last night, and my daughter noticed this elderly man sitting by himself. They got seated around the same time, and my daughter noticed, oh my gosh, this elderly man, very, very nice-looking elderly man, sitting by himself. Didn't have a wife with him, you know, and this guy was, you know, his late 70s. Very well dressed, nice looking and everything. And so my daughter says, gosh, you know, if I was old like that, and I don't know if I'd want to go to dinner by myself if I didn't have a spouse, didn't have somebody to go to dinner with me. And she felt bad because, you know, that made her sad that he was eating dinner by himself. And Amanda's so blessed. She's got a guy in her life, and, you know, they're engaged and to be married next year. And so she told her waitress, she said, could you, when that man orders before he pays, would you get the other the waiter, waitress, to give us their bill? We'd like to buy his dinner, but don't tell him who bought him dinner. And the waitress says, oh, that's so nice. Well, through the meal, the gentleman finished first, and he turned around, and the waitress had told him, so he brought his bill over, and he had ordered, a coffee and a filet mignon, and the guy had a nice steak dinner and everything. So Amanda and Brandon paid for his dinner and actually gave the waiter a tip because he didn't want, you know, the man to have to pay for anything. And so the best part of that story is, see, that's what a yellow will do, you know, do things like that. And, of course, Amanda learned from her mom and dad, they don't need to know who did it. You know, she didn't have to let them know who did it. And just yellows want to make somebody feel good. And so he told the waiter, he said, well, my gosh, he says, this must be my luckiest day ever. Somebody bought me a meal. And Amanda told us, you know, when she got home, she says, I still have the warm fuzzies from the warm fuzzies I got from doing that for that man. And see, yellows build those strong relationships. Now, you know, if you were building a network marketing business and you wanted to talk to that person, gosh, you think that person might listen to you, Richard?
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, see, yellows, I just found out I'm a yellow, and I'm going to make sure that I build strong, strong, strong relationships, and that starts by doing something for somebody, expecting nothing in return. Nothing in return. Now, I just found out I'm a blue. I just found out I'm a blue. How do I go about, you know, using that information? Well, I found out that blues are about having fun. Blues are about having fun. So all I got to do is go into any environment and look for somebody that's laughing and cutting up. Or if I laugh and cut up and somebody laughs and cuts up with me, I know I've got somebody to talk to. I've got something in common with somebody because they're laughing and cutting up. We could be in that same restaurant my daughter and future son-in-law were in. You know, Linda and I, when I was going through my surgery, you go into these waiting rooms of these doctor's offices, and the people are sitting around there all doom and gloom, and, you know, you're going in these other places to get blood work done, and you're doing this and doing that. And, man, there's a lot of, you know, depressing people hanging out in those doctor's offices, and I just found out I'm a blue, and I'm cutting up, telling jokes and stuff, and all of a sudden the whole room is laughing, and they're upbeat, and that's contagious. It's contagious, and all of a sudden you realize, well, wait a minute, all those people don't want to be negative. They don't really want to be that way. It's just that, you know, they got a lot of stuff on their mind, and they don't know what the blood work results are going to be, and they're worried about this, that, and the other, and they had to take off work to go get the blood work, you know, so they're missing work, and the boss is going to fire them, so they're worrying, and all of a sudden you come in and you start cutting up and laughing and having fun, And all of a sudden, the room lightens right up, lightens right up. And so if I was going to be doing network marketing, how hard would it be to just ask somebody, talk to somebody then that was laughing the most, and start building a relationship with them? You met a kindred spirit because they were laughing and cutting up and having fun. I just found out I'm a green. Oh, no. I thought, wow, this is fantastic. This explains why I've always done what I do. This is why I don't want to be affectionate in public. This is why I overanalyze everything. I overanalyze everything. So now if I was a green and I was in that restaurant that my daughter was in, I'd probably ask the waiter before I pay for the meal, you know, I'd like to pay for this guy's dinner up to $20, you know, because he might have ordered a $100 bottle of wine. You don't know. You know, maybe he ordered the take-home for 50 people that's going on the same ticket. So, I just found out I'm a green. I'd say, well, I'd like to buy that guy dinner, but let me find out how much the bill's going to be before I do. So I need to get that information. I need to get that information. I just found out I'm a green. And I found out, oh, my gosh, all I've got to do is take action, go forward, take action. This could work. This could work. I just found out I'm a green, and all I got to do is start taking action, small baby steps, and work myself out of that comfort zone. Speak up on calls. Ask questions. You know, I just found out that there's a Mastermind Coaches Corner call tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In other words, July 7th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You need the phone number for that. It's 712-432-5225. Access code 300-300-POUND. I just found out that I'm a green. And all I got to do is take action. I don't need to have all the information. I don't have to have all my ducks in a row. I don't have to have the I's dotted and the T's crossed. I just found out all I need to do is take action. Take action. And I can absolutely own my life in network marketing once I start taking action. I just found out I'm a red. No wonder I always want the designer clothes, the designer automobile. No wonder I get so frustrated when somebody is walking too slow, driving too slow in front of me, and I want to get them out of the way. You know, move, get out of the way. Lead or follow. Don't just get out of the way. If you're going to be a follower, get behind me. Let's go. I just found out I'm a red. And I found out that network marketing is a volunteer army. You cannot make people do this. You can't make people do this. You want to treat people with kindness, with respect. You want to show gratitude. You know. I just found out that I'm a red, and I don't need to talk about the business all the time. I can talk about things like family. It's okay to talk about family. It's really okay. I just found out I'm a red, and I found out, you know, that's why I tell people, you did this wrong, and you know, the red saying, well, I'd want to know if I screwed up. No, they don't. So I just found out, don't tell them. Keep it to myself, because I don't want to hurt people's feelings anymore. I just found out I don't need to hurt people's feelings. I don't need to hurt people's feelings. So I just found out I'm a red. How do I use that in my business? Find other reds. Find other people like me. Find other people like me. I relate to them. You know, we're the movers. We're the shakers. We're the people that get things done. But I can tell you, I'm as a red, I better learn about those greens. Those are the analytical people. 35% of the population. I better find out about those yellows, 35% of the population. You know, the reds is only 15%. So I got to make a mind shift. I'm not looking for a couple of me's. I'm looking for a bunch of yellows and greens. Yellows and greens, because they build the business. They don't quit. They just don't quit. It's just that simple. They don't quit. So I just found out about these colors, and I am stunned and amazed at how simple it is to learn and how quickly we can move forward and change our life and have massive success in network marketing. Does that answer your question, Richard?
Yeah, that was very good. Hey, you know, we talk a lot about how important the most important skill for the colors is listening. How do you develop that skill if you're not a good listener? What do you do to become a good listener? You know, and part of this problem is that people, you know, we got people who were up there in years who have never been a good listener. You know, how do they change? What do they do?
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you what I had to do. I had to do a 30-day mental cleanse. See, Richard, you, me, everybody that's on this call, you got so much going on in your mind. You know, you're thinking about this, you know, about your business. You're thinking about your love life. You're thinking about your children. You're thinking about the race that's on over at Daytona. You know, you're thinking about this latest song that was released. You're thinking about how much are the hotels over at the convention. You're thinking about all this stuff. Exactly when is convention? You know, how many days are we going to be there? We're thinking about, are we driving to convention or are we flying to convention? You know, the thing that you're thinking about, the new product release, the company announced a new product release. When's that product going to be available? Oh my gosh, when can we have this product available? You know, when's that going to happen? When are we going to have that? When are we going to have this new unveiling? You know, all of a sudden you say, wait a minute. Imagine yourself writing your own eulogy because you have passed on. What are they going to be saying about you? Are they going to be saying, man, Richard paid off that American Express bill. Woohoo! Man, he's cool. Richard, you know, got the mortgage payment paid off. Are they going to be saying, you know, Richard helped me build my network marketing business. Richard helped me brainstorm with me about this sales letter that we created. You know, what are they going to be saying about you? 30-day mental cleanse. Highly recommend everybody plug into that. I'm telling you, if you will just invest 30 days in yourself, if you go to 30daycleanse.com, 30daycleanse.com, you can register there. And you can plug in to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. We read chapter by chapter every week. Just do it for 30 days. And Richard, what that does is that gets you perspective. It helps you realize what's most important. What's most important? What's most important is your relationships with your daughters, Richard, your granddaughters, your relationship with your wife, your relationship with your family, with your friends. You know, how people can depend on you. They need help with anything, you're there. You are there. You'll be there for them. End the story. You'll be there for them. So, you know, slow it down by doing the 30-day mental cleanse, and you will come away from that experience with clarity, with understanding. You will be humbled. You will be humbled by the personal development of so many amazing people on those calls. You will be amazed at how many people your lesson plans impacted, because they'll tell you so. They'll tell you so. So to become a good listener, you got to slow down the chatter. It's kind of like you cannot love anybody until you love yourself. You got to start with loving yourself first before you can love someone. I mean, truly love someone. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with your business. You know, you got to believe that you can do the business. You've got to believe in yourself. Well, you know what? You got to have somebody believing in you before you will ever believe in yourself. And that's why Linda and I tell everybody that we come in contact with, that we our lives touch, we will believe in you until you believe in yourself. We will believe in you until you believe in yourself. We will believe in you until you believe in yourself. So start there. Start there. And, you know, when you become humble, you start realizing, wait a minute, every person you will ever meet has value. I don't care who they are. Somebody would miss them if they were gone, if they died. Somebody would miss them. They are somebody to everybody. This is why I get so angry when I hear the heavy hitters talking about, this is a numbers game, numbers game, numbers game. You know, sponsor as many as you can. Who sticks? Some do, some don't. So what next? Numbers game. You're telling me, Richard, that's like somebody telling me that your son, Garth, was a number. No, no, no. He was your son. You loved him. He loved you more than life. He loved you. Don't tell me he's a number. Don't tell me Linda's mother, Lucille, was a number. No, no, no. You have to start really valuing people. Every person is somebody to someone. You need to get that humbling experience and get yourself there. Then you'll appreciate. You will appreciate everything and everybody that comes into your life. And what's amazing, you know, Richard, I've had people that we've coached and mentored, and, you know, they've built income. They've retired from network marketing. They still get their checks, and we don't talk to them, haven't talked to them in years. You know what? But we know we impacted their life for the better, somewhere, somehow. And that's what we hope everybody can do that we come in contact with. Learn those skills. Learn the people skills of colors. Change your life. Slow down the chatter in your mind so you become that good listener. Don't cut people off. Let them talk. Just let them talk. Now, if you do have a blue, sometimes you got to interrupt them, or they'll just do all the talking, so you're going to have to interrupt them. But the rest of the people, let them talk. Just let them talk. Back to you.
Okay. Talking about, you talked earlier about, if you just found out you were a color and how you would use that to build, create relationships. What are the challenges when you're creating a relationship with someone who's the same personality as you?
One thing really great, Richard, when you know you're yellow and you've got a yellow, wow, it's so easy, because those are the best relationship builders. You know, no question about it. You know, when you find out that you're a blue and the other blues want to have fun, you know, wait a minute, it's okay. I can cut you off, and it's okay, because you're going to cut me off in the conversation, in a sentence. That's okay. We didn't get upset with each other. No problem. No problem. I just found out I'm a green and I'm working with another green. I said, oh my gosh, it's okay to have that silence on the phone when we're talking, because we know we're both green and we've got to think through how we want to answer that before we answer that. We don't want to, you know, do something that's going to not work. You know, we don't want to do that. We want to make sure we don't have any mistakes. You know, I just found out I'm a red, and I want to use that to build my business, and I'm working with another red. I know, okay, it's going to be, I'm going to outdo them, they're going to outdo me, so I'm going to challenge the red. You know, I don't know if you can build to the number one income earner or not, so I'm going to learn to challenge that other red, And I got to tell you, the other red's sitting there thinking, well, you idiot, I'm the only one that can build to the number one distributor in the company. You can never do it. You can never do it. Pretty simple.
Okay, you know, I know one of the things that you do that a lot of people don't, you know, so many people in network marketing just have to have people, and they want anyone they can get. And I know that part of what you do is to choose your people, and you use the 30-day cruise benchmark. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, Richard, I'm so glad you brought that up. We don't talk about this enough. My mentor told me over 20 years ago, he said, Michael, he said, network marketing is not about you sponsoring 100 people. It's about you sponsoring 4 or 5 that you'd want to be on a one-month cruise with. And I thought about that, and I says, wow, yeah, you know, if I wouldn't want to be on a one-month cruise with this person, why would I want him in my life, in my business? Why, just to make money? No, no, no. It's so much bigger than that. In other words, you don't want somebody in your life that is not trustworthy. You know, if you've got somebody that's missing the appointments, they're lying to you, they're missing the appointments and stuff like that, do you really want somebody like that in your life? You know, do you really? If you wouldn't want them in your life and you wouldn't enjoy them enough to be on a one-month cruise with, why would you want them in your business? And you know, Richard, it's just a fact of life. There are positive people and there are negative people. And you cannot make those people change. They have to want to change. And I'll give you an example. You know, I do a litmus test. Somebody that I'm going to spend my time working with them, I ask them to do something. What do I ask them to do? Send me your why. If a person will take the time, when they read my book, I'm screaming at them in Success in 10 Steps, please, 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 send me your why. And when somebody has a why that is so big, their why is so big, they will do anything it takes to achieve that why. In other words, they won't quit. When the label's crooked, or they backorder the number one selling product, or whatever happens, they won't quit. They're going to stick with you. You know, when you call them up, you need help, and you call somebody, you know, hey, could you do this conference call for me? Could you do this? Yes. Could you do that? Could you cut down this tree for me that's leaning, you know, it might fall and destroy my house? Be there for people. Treat people like you want to be treated. It's all relationships. And, you know, Richard, somebody said to me here a while back, well, you know, the Mentoring for Free system, you know, it's been around 7.5 years and, you know, it's outdated. Well, here's my answer to that. It will never be outdated because Mentoring for Free is about teaching people how to build relationships. Relationship building is the foundation of a long-term, successful network marketing business. Just that simple. Just that simple. It doesn't get any simpler than that. So the reality is, would you want to spend a bunch of time with somebody that is rude to you? Would you want to spend time with somebody that is cursing all the time? Would you want to spend time with somebody that's always negative about everything all the time? And no matter how much you beg them, please, 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 I don't want to listen to that stuff, they keep doing it. Would you really want to be on a one-month cruise with those people, somebody like that? I don't think so, Richard. I don't think so. Some of the best advice Tom Big Al Schrider, my mentor, gave me was network marketing is a relationship business. It's about you finding 4 or 5 leaders that you'd want to be on a one-month cruise with. Find 4 or 5 leaders that you'd want to be on a one-month cruise with. Back to you.
Yeah, we're almost at the bottom of the hour here. One more question before we finish up here.
Mm-hmm.
With the personalities and the colors training, when people have trouble with that, where is it they're most likely to get confused?
what they'll where okay, great question. Oh my gosh. Okay. Sometimes a person will be so direct. They will be so direct, the person's missing it, they think they're open. But they're being so direct because they're a red. Self-contained, in other words, you ask them the question, they don't ever answer the question. They take the whole conversation in a completely different direction. And they're talking and talking and talking about this other direction that you weren't talking about. This is a direct person, but they're self-contained. That probably is the number one biggest confusion right there. You know, there are people that I've said, you know, they think, oh, man, that's a blue. Nope. That's a red. That's a red. It's not a blue. It's a red. Because they're, but they'll get confused because they're so direct, they will think all of a sudden that they've got a blue. And in fact, they're self-contained, so you got a red. Great question.
Okay, and but let me do a follow-up here. So just explain the difference between direct and open.
Okay. When you ask somebody a question, they answer your question. They answer your question. When somebody's direct, that just means they're giving you more information. They're giving you more information. You know, the indirect person's not going to give you very much information. An example would be, well, you know, Bobby, do you have any kids? Yes. Boys or girls? Both. What are their ages? Well, what do you need to know that for? Okay. Now, they're open in answering your questions. They're very fine with answering your questions, but they don't want to give you much information. They keep that information tight to their chest, so they're indirect with their answers. Now, somebody that's open and direct would be, hey, Bobby, do you have any kids? Yeah, I've got two children. My son Matthew is 29 years old, married to his high school sweetheart Tiffany for 6.5 years. And, my daughter is 27 or 26 years old, and she's getting married to her high school sweetheart, you know, blah, blah, blah. Open and direct, give me more information, you know. An open person will, in network marketing, they'll share with you their company. A self-contained person, they will not mention their company. They're not going to talk about that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Cool.
Okay. We are at the bottom of the hour here. Anything you wanted to add before we finish up?
Absolutely. You know, this call we do at 10:30 p.m. in 1 hour is the Mastermind Coaches Corner call. We're reading and brainstorming a brilliant book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a masterpiece, no question, and we're brainstorming that on that call. If you join that call, get on a few minutes early. We'd like to hear, you know, if you were on this call tonight and you had some aha moments and we've helped you, please share those aha moments. I call it pushing the envelope. We want to give you more information so you can grow yourself, grow your business, and become more. Why would we want that? So you duplicate that. You duplicate that. So in your life, you just go out and you just buy somebody's dinner. You don't ask them, well, do I have a $100 bottle of wine? You don't care. Just, I'd like to buy this elderly man's dinner for him. You know, where you see a mom with a couple of kids and they're, you know, they're in McDonald's, you know, and they're, you know, buying lunch, buy their lunch. Just be nice. Be human. Be human to other humans. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You know, Richard, I'll never forget this. This is amazing. My son and I, yeah, I'm so blessed to have two of the most amazing children and an amazing wife and a fantastic life. My son and I are driving down the road in the LS1 Corvette, the red one, and pull up to a red light, and there was a guy standing on the corner, and he was his sign said Vietnam vet, hungry. And I put the window down and beeped the horn to get his attention. I reached my pocket and I just reached in and got what I had in there, and it was a 20. You know, Matthew, here. And he said, looked at me, said, a 20? And I said, yeah. The guy walked over, and you could tell he'd had a rough. He'd had it rough. And he reached out, and he gave it to the guy. And the guy reached and took the money and held Matthew's hand between his hands, shook his hand, and he said, thank you, son. And when I drove away, Matthew looked at me with tears in his eyes. And I said, was it worth it? He said, priceless. 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 So, you know, guys, that's what you can do. Pay it forward. When you learn these colors, it will help you build your network marketing career, no question. It'll help you become closer with your friends and your family, your children, your mom, your dad, your spouses, you know. Change your life. Change your life. Thank you, my friend.
Great stories tonight, Michael. Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody being on the line tonight. Michael said earlier that this is the call. This is the best one we do, and it is. It's been 8 years since I learned about the colors, and it's certainly changed my life, and it will you too if you just use it. So, again, appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. Thanks to Michael, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Good night, everybody.